Blog Talk Radio.
This Friday night, we want to welcome you all, however, wherever, and whenever you listen to the show. It's always great to have you here. Of course, the Story Blender is hosted by author Stephen James and now Susan May Warren. You can check out thestoryblender.com for more information on this and other shows. Tonight's show has very special guest, the queen of espionage, the one and only Gail Lenz, talking about her latest book, The Assassin, along with a bunch of other stuff. So it's going to be a good show, so make sure you sit back, relax, and tune in, because the Story Blender starts right now.
Welcome to the Story Blender. I'm Susan May Warren.
And I'm Stephen James.
And this is where great storytellers share the secrets of great storytelling. So I'm so excited about today's guest. She's a professional speaker, a performance storyteller, and a communications consultant. And at the root of all she does, Kim Whitecamp is first and foremost a storyteller. So Kim's stories have appeared in Sirius Satellite Radio and NPR. She performs internationally at festivals and theaters. She keynotes for some of Forbes' most recognized companies, boasts a mantle full of awards.
Sorry about that, everybody. I just realized that was not the correct correct show. Something must have got messed up on this one. Let's try this again.
Welcome to the Story Blender. I'm Susan May Warren.
And I'm Stephen James.
And this is where great storytellers share the secrets of great storytelling. So I'm so excited about today's guest. She's a professional speaker, a performance storyteller.
Okay, we got something messed up going on this show here. I'm going to have to try to fix this and figure out what is getting crossed up. Let me see. Hitting the right button. I don't know what's happening. So let's see if we can get this going again here. Hold on.
Welcome to the Story Blender. I'm Susan May Warren.
And I'm Stephen James.
And this is where great storytellers share the secrets of great storytelling. So I'm so excited about today's guest. She's a professional speaker, a performance storyteller, and a communications consultant. And at the root of all she does, Kim Whitecamp is first and foremost a storyteller. So Kim's stories have appeared in Sirius Satellite Radio and NPR. She performs internationally at festivals and theaters. She keynotes for some of Forbes' most recognized companies, boasts a mantle full of awards, and constantly writes creative new material. She also records and produces award-winning albums. So she's got a wealth of insight to bring to us on the craft of shaping great stories, and we're so excited to have her. Thanks, Kim, for being here today.
Well, I'm happy to be here. It's good to talk to you both.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So most of our listeners are authors and readers, but they might not be familiar with the oral storytelling revival. Can you tell us a little bit about how you became involved with storytelling?
Sure. Well, for about 23 years, I worked with adjudicated and at-risk youth as well as just youth in general, but with a specialty in that. And I used story a lot to help address issues that they had.
Mm.
And but story has been a huge part of my life my whole life. I mean, even as a kid, I have report cards that say, if Kim would just not talk so much, if she'd stop telling stories, if she'd stop trying to, my third grade teacher, Mrs. Wyrick, said, if Kim would entertain her work as much as she tries to entertain the class. And you understand, that's like my first official review of my work, and the word tries. was put
That's
in there.
Great.
It was devastating. So, I've always had a love of story, and I've always written, and I realized that story worked whenever you were working within a kind of counseling or leading way with people.
Yeah.
And after doing that for about 23 years, I took a two-year break, and I realized, to kind of redirect my life and decide, you know, the next season. And the thing that I realized I couldn't live without was stories. So here I am.
Huh. That is very cool. Now you are an oral storyteller, and is this? I know Steve and I were talking before we got on, and we were talking about how storytelling and being a comedian are similar because you're up there in front of an audience. A comedian has to sort of react to the audience. I suppose a storyteller does as well. Can you tell us a little bit about how that works? In terms of how you tell a story, and then how is that different from being a comedian? And are they similar? Could you tell us, just help us relate to what it's like to be a storyteller.
Okay, well, there's some really marked differences between comedians and storytellers. I get paid.
Okay, everybody, something has happened here. We're going to have to cut this off, and I'm going to have to fix this. But I will tell you what, the Story Blender will be back tomorrow until we get this thing fixed. So until then, we will see you all tomorrow. Sorry about that, so make sure you check back. Goodbye.